In 1609, Henry Hudson sailed his ship, the Half Moon, up the river that now bears his name, past Manhattan Island. Almost 400 years later, the USS Kearsarge leads a fleet of ships up part of the same Hudson River in an annual event that turns the Big Apple into a sea of white and red and blue.
I'm from a small town, so New York City is pretty big to me. I'm from Fayette County, Alabama. I'm from Fayette, Alabama, and it's a small town, so I enjoy coming to the big city.
The big city is also a big change from Sergeant Smith's recent duty station. Through the war in Iraq's 3 years, Smith has served three different deployments there.
I've been in for about 6 years now, and I've been overseas in Iraq three times, and that's my job.
David, we've been over there long enough.
Though a lifelong New Yorker and Army veteran, this is Ben Dempsey's first time visiting the ships, making a port call for Fleet Week. With Memorial Day approaching, Iraq is on many people's minds.
Because we're in a war, and, you know, it takes time to reflect on the past and the present for the death that's going on now in the Iraqi war. So,
but shore leave is supposed to be a chance to put the job aside for a while, and in typical New York fashion, the city has opened its arms to men and women in uniform. Some get free drinks, others get free meals, and all get a chance to step off the ship for the main reason Petty Officer Kidd is here.
My biggest thing is going shopping.
They must have had good times while they were here. Anything, I guess, being on the ship for 6 months must be a good time.
But all good things must come to an end. Memorial Day marks the end of Fleet Week. It also is a salute to those in uniform who may be called on to make the ultimate sacrifice for their country. Kane Faribault, VOA News, New York.